Tough, hasn't it? We've had the year of COVID, bushfires, racial riots, wars continue all over the world, travel bans, unemployment. And you and I are living out history, aren't we? We're living in the middle of something that no one certainly in years and years have experienced, may never experience again. It's changed our lives, perhaps forever. It's changed things. There's uncertainty, there's fear, and there's worry. We found out that we're not in control. We don't know what the future holds. And we're worn out. Even in WA. I mean, let's face it, we had the best of all Australia. But we're all worn out. So we need a king. We need someone to come who can take control, who has the power to change things. And make a difference in our lives. And that's what this sermon is about. And in the book of Zephaniah, as we continue our series on Christmas with the minor prophets, let me read to you from chapter 3, beginning at verse 14. It's on the back of your handout. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. On that day, it shall be said to Jerusalem, "Fear not, O Zion. Let not your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you by his love. He will exult over you with loud singing. I will gather those of you who mourn for the festival so that you will no longer suffer reproach. Behold, at that time I will deal with all your oppressors, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you in, at the time but when I gather you together. For I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord." Let's pray. Oh Father, thank you that in this prophecy we see our redemption. We see your work in our lives, and that fulfillment in the person and work of Jesus Christ as he came. Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for what we look forward to. In Jesus' name, amen. The title of this is, It Takes a King, A Christmas with the Minor Prophets. We're going to look at the rejoicing, the innocence and fearlessness, untroubled peace of mind, the outcast and shamed vindicated, and the global community. All things that Jesus does. All things that he has brought to us. So Zephaniah is the great-grandson of King Hezekiah. He prophesied in Jerusalem during the reign of Josiah. So here we have Assyria is in control of all this area. They've already wiped out Israel. Judah is hanging on. But Assyria is on the decline at this point. Babylon is going to rise up and just wipe everybody out. But at this point, Assyria is kind of on the decline, and Israel's enjoying a time where they can kind of do what they want to. But they're still on the way down, and Zephaniah has come and is prophesying to them. He's the grandson, of the King Hezekiah, and he's prophesying that judgment will come. Judgment is going to come. You can't avoid it. And the Babylonians will come, and they will wipe everyone out, and the judgment will come. But there's a prophecy in here about restoration. There's hope in here. There's hope because the Lord is in your midst. And there's hope for restoration. And this prophecy at this point is, this is about us. He's talking about you and me, that a king, a deliverer will come to restore things. So as we go through this, it's about us. And keep in mind that the Lord's not just arbitrarily bringing judgment and destruction upon his people, upon the nation, because the nation had disobeyed God, and they had a back